prisons reform. With almost breathtaking hypocrisy coming from a Tory minister, Gov tells us he wants prisons to become places where inmates can undertake meaningful work and education to prepare them for life on the outside. This is rich when his predecessor closed 15 prisons, cut staff by 41%, and watched prisoner numbers soar to dangerous levels of violence. Outgoing Chief Inspector Nick Hardwick reported earlier this year that staff shortages, overcrowding and a rising level of violence had brought the system to the edge of collapse. Significantly, he said that training, education and other activity outcomes were dismal. 1 in 5 prisoners spent less than 2 hours a day out of their cells. Big business. What does Gov's announcement really mean for prison reform? His record as Education Secretary, enforcing schools to become academies, gives us a clue. In a similar vein, he plans to remove central regulation from prisons, allow governors freedom to run their own establishments, and pay them based on outcomes. He wants to see more businesses going into prisons, and running them on business lines. This sounds more like a recipe for exploitation of a captive workforce than a progressive plan for rehabilitation.